Let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street. Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Another warm day here in Frederick for the series finale between the State College Spikes and the Frederick Keys. 88 degrees here at game time. There is potential for thunder showers later on today, but things are looking good. We will get this game underway under sunshine-filled skies, a few clouds up above us. The humidity is on the high side once again, but after the storms roll through today, it'll dissipate here in Frederick. There'll be pretty comfortable temperatures this weekend when the Spikes travel to West Virginia to finish off the road trip. Right-hander Jake Hunter out of East Carolina gets the start on the mound for Frederick this afternoon. Hunter, a Rockwell, North Carolina product, 6'4", 226 pounds, 22 years of age. He has a 2-0 record, a 3.58 earned run average, a total of 27 and two-thirds innings, and that's across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. He has allowed 14 runs, 11 of them earned on 29 hits, 31 strikeouts to 12 walks, two-hit batsman, opponents batting .274 against him, but despite his 8 appearances this season, he has not yet faced the State College Spikes. Will do so today here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. The defense for the Keys, Taj Bates doing the catching. Bronson Rivera is at first base. Devin Bade at second. Parks Bauk is our shortstop, or the Frederick shortstop, I should say, today. Ethan Ott will be at third base. Jamal Ritter is in left field. Isaiah Green in center. Trey Lipsy in right. And the umpires for this afternoon's action, Tim Abel behind the plate, Michael Schmar at first, and Matthew Van Paris at third. Pronoun a little off there, has been assimilated Borg style here into the Frederick atmosphere, but this will be the last visit for the Spikes to Frederick this season. Keys will be visiting Medler Field at Lebrano Park two different occasions. In fact, when the Spikes open up their seven-game homestand Monday and Tuesday next week, the Keys will be the opponent there, as well as for a three-game series August 24th through the 26th. Trotter Boston, Shannar Brown, Adonis Forte to start it off for the Spikes. Cole Caruso, Manny Jackson, Jaden Calora, the middle third, Dan Talkin, TJ Salvaggio, Connor Higgs, the 7-8-9 hitters, and Trotter Boston, the left-handed hitting second baseman, to start it off. A big cut of the first pitch. Our ACO Floors first pitch this afternoon at 12:07. Brought to you by ACO Floors, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. 0-1 to Boston last night. 2-for-4 with a walk. He stole two bases. One of those hits a double, and he scored a pair of runs. And the 0-1 pitch from Hunter. Breaking ball taken low. Ball one. Boston with a .293 batting average, .400 on base percentage, two doubles, a triple, and four RBIs this season. The 1-1. Swung on, fouled away, third base side. Ball and two strikes as Hunter brings the four-seamer there. And this is the only day game on the MLB Draft League slate today. 1-2 comes in. Breaking ball bounced up the middle. Sliding stop by Bauk. The shortstop rises, throws. Ball deflects off the mitt of Rivera. And Boston is aboard. That'll be a base hit. So infield single for Boston. First hit of the game for either side as the leadoff man is on to begin the action. Shannar Brown, the Spikes right fielder, well, it carries a .212 batting average, .263 on base percentage, two doubles, five RBIs, 0-for-4 with a walk last night. In this series, he's gone 0-for-8 at the plate, but has reached base twice and has scored two runs, a walk and a time hit by pitch. In the right-handed box, Hunter delivers. That's a high bouncer back to the mound. Taken in by Hunter, flips on to first in time. Boston moves to second. The old Baltimore chop there. But Hunter able to make the play. The ground out goes 1-3. You might notice the volume level a little bit higher today. A lot of kids on hand for splash day as the water sprays into the seats all the way through the game, the upper echelon seats. Staff here in Frederick have been cautioned not to spray into the lower levels near the dugouts. But on a day like today, a little water can do nothing but help. Here's another chopper up the middle by Adonis Forte. Deflects off the mid of Bade. On to third goes Boston. And everybody's safe. It'll be the second infield single of the day for the Spikes as Adonis Forte improves that .327 batting average, .431 on base percentage with his second hit in as many nights, second hit of the series. First and third with one out now for Cole Caruso. Ironic that the State College Spikes has turned into the 1890s version of the Baltimore Orioles, given that the Keys are the ones wearing the orange and black with their heritage as a former O's affiliate. Hunter comes set, delivers. Forte takes off for second. The pitch is low. The throw to second, not in time. Boston stays at third, but it'll be the eighth stolen base of the season for Adonis Forte in 10 attempts. And the pitch called a strike, actually. So 0-1 is the count. Hunter going strictly from the stretch. Pair of runners in scoring position for Cole Caruso, no longer the leader in the second half of the MLB Draft League season in RBIs, but does have 13 of them as the fastball taken for a called strike two. Caruso does have a .408 batting average, .517 on base percentage. Two doubles, a triple, a home run to his credit. Oh and two. Boston at third, Forte at second, Hunter to the plate. Fouled away, first base side, sails over everything. Patio deck occupied here today as well here in Frederick. Actually, the construction workers are still at work today. Maybe not as extensive a work as we would see on a non-game day, but they are still plugging away at those renovations that are going on here at Nemeo Field and Harry Grove Stadium. The 0-2 to Caruso, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Bates. No movement by the runners. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. Hunter gets the sign from Bates. And the pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside, 2-2. Caruso hanging tough. Rivera playing up at first base with runners on second and third. The 2-2. Breaking ball low and the count is full. Caruso's come all the way back. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. The set and the payoff pitch. That's fouled, first base side. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Defensive swing by Caruso, just wasted that one. With his 13 RBIs, he is now in a five-way tie for second place in that category in the MLB Draft League second half. Devin Bade's three-run double last night pulled him into the league lead for the second half in RBIs. That was in the bottom of the ninth. Another 3-2 on the way. Here it is. And that shot foul. First base side netting above the Keys dugout. Russo just hanging in there, fouling away pitches that don't work for him. First base is open with one out. No score, top of the first, just underway here in Frederick. Hunter sets. At the midsection, another 3-2. Grounder left side, and Juggle, this will score a run. Ott Juggle, throw across the diamond, though, in time. But Boston breaking on contact. That juggle ensured that he'd be able to score. Caruso notches his 14th RBI of the year, and the Spikes are ahead 1-0. Now Manny Jackson, the batter. The Spikes' first baseman produced a clutch two-run double down the left field line in the sixth that gave the Spikes the lead. They maintained all the way to the ninth before the Keys walked it off. Manny batting .275, .341 on base percentage. Standing in the left-handed box, first pitch to him is outside a ball. Off speed from Hunter that time. Jackson with three doubles, a triple, two home runs, 11 runs knocked in this season. In his return to Happy Valley after playing both halves of the 2024 season out of Norfolk State. Forte at second, the 1-0 pitch fouled away behind home. That's headed to the concourse, or maybe the top row of seats in front of the concourse. 1-1 the count. Two gone, top of the first. Spikes move ahead. First time in this series that they have taken the opening lead. And the 1-1 fouled back to the screen. 1-2 the count. Michael Quevedo has finished his warm-ups. He's set to go for the bottom half of the first inning for the Spikes. One ball, two strikes. The righty Jake Hunter out of East Carolina gets the sign and delivers. Breaking ball stays high, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Grounder down the first baseline, hauled in by Rivera on two hops. He'll go to the bag himself, steps on it, and the inning is over. But the Spikes notch the first run of the game on two hits. RBI ground out for Cole Caruso to bring it in. One runner left on base at the end of one half inning. It's State College 1, Frederick coming to bat against Michael Quevedo when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end August 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Left-hander Michael Quevedo on the mound for the Spikes this afternoon, making his fourth appearance, his third start for the Spikes. A 1-0 record, a 1.54 earned run average, a total of 11 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed two runs, both earned on four hits, 12 strikeouts to eight walks, a 1.14 opponent's batting average 6 days ago through five and two-thirds innings. Allowing two runs on three hits, three walks, three strikeouts, did not factor in the decision, had five innings of no-hit ball against the Thunder earlier in the second half. He now faces Trey Lipsy to start things off for Frederick, and his first pitch of the afternoon is a strike of the knees. Lipsy adding .268 with a .428 on base percentage across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. 0-1, tapper up the middle, on for it, second baseman Boston, backhands, fires to first in time, a 4-3 ground out, retires Lipsy, who last night reached base three times on a pair of walks and a time hit by a pitch. Devin Bade was the hero of last night's game for the Keys. Bade had actually gone 0-for-4 before stepping up to the plate with the bases loaded, his team down two in the bottom of the ninth, and producing a three-run double to left center that ended it. It was his fourth double of the year. He's now the second-half leader in the league with 15 RBIs, .340 batting average, .439 on base percentage, and the pitch fouled away, first base side, 0-1. Wearing that forest green helmet from his days at Binghamton because it has the special cheek protector on the left side, 0-1. Fastball in tight, too tight, ball one. MLB trade deadline still active. As well as the deadline later on today, Mason Miller goes from the A's to the Padres along with J.P. Sears, and more MLB Draft League connections. As the 2-1 pitch comes in from Quevedo, that is flared down the right field line, but a curve foul. 2-2 now to Bade. The A's haul four prospects, including MLB.com's number one prospect in the Padres system and number three overall, Leo DeVries, Henry Baez, a pitcher, Eduardo Nunez as well, and Braden Nett, who is the Padres' number three prospect, according to MLB.com, pitched for the Williamsport Crosscutters in 2022. 2-2 from Quevedo. Breaking ball fades high. 3-2 the count. Eugenio Suarez also headed back to Seattle in a five-player deal. And the 3-2 to Bade. Popped up. Center field. Back for it. Forte. Just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. Two down. Had to fight the sun a little bit as the sun at its highest point of the day. We're very near to it as we are just past noon here in the Eastern time zone. Two down, bases empty. Spikes leading it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. And Jamal Ritter, the batter, the left-handed hitting left fielder, batting .361 with a .439 on base percentage, a double for RBIs. First pitch, fastball is outside, 1-0. Jaden Calora doing the catching for the Spikes today. Manny Jackson at first base. Trotter Boston at second. Cole Caruso at short. TJ Salvaggio at third. The 1-0 taken for a ball down and away. Outfield is Connor Higgs in left. Adonis Forte in center. And Shinar Brown in right. Again, a 1-0 lead for the Spikes thanks to Cole Caruso's RBI ground out. And the 2-0 from Quevedo swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two balls and a strike. We're in West Virginia this weekend, then back home sweet home for a seven-game homestand starting Monday, going all the way to Sunday the 10th. 2-1 pitch, lifted, foul territory, third base side. This will fade into the seats five rows deep. New baseballs brought out to plate umpire Tim Abel. Base is empty, two outs, now a 2-2 count. Tyler Locklear, Hunter Cranton, and Juan Burgos, the prospects going to Arizona in that Suarez deal. It was a four-player deal, I should say, not five. Pitch outside for a ball, fastball, 3-2 the count. And the payoff pitch, line drive down the right field line, and it's a fair ball off the wall. Around first is Ritter. Brown with a quick throw to the infield, but not quick enough as Ritter slides into second with a double. His second double of the year, a wall ball effort. It is 325 feet down the right field line here, 400 to dead center, 365 to the gaps, and that one was just a line drive straight off the wall, traveling at 100 miles an hour off the bat. And if the wall hadn't been in the way, it would have gone even further. Now with Ritter at second, Ethan Ott the batter, 340 feet the estimated distance if the wall wasn't in the way. And the pitch. Breaking ball in tight, 1-0. Ethan Ott, 1-for-8 at the plate in his first two games as a key. Playing third base today, he plays the cleanup role. In the batting order, the 1-0. Swung on and popped up. Right field coming in is Brown, finding it and making the catch on the run. The inning is over. So Ritter's two-out double goes for naught. A runner left on base. And at the end of one, it is State College 1, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division 1, Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes. Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with One Stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the second inning, a quick look at the Spikes injury report presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Spikes largely healthy. Jacoby Davis trotting out to coach first base, unavailable today, but hope to see him back soon. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Here's Jaden Calora to start things off in the second inning. He'll be followed by Dan Tonkin and TJ Salvaggio. Calora, the catcher, did not play last night, but holds a .407 batting average with the Spikes, .543 on base percentage, a double and three runs batted in. The pitch, that's a strike on the outer half. 0-1 the count. See the kids clamoring as Super Splash Day activities take place below us here in Frederick. And time is called. The 0-1 pitch. Not sure if it was called by the Calora or by the catcher Taj Bates. Looks like all square. 0-1 the count. And delivered by Jake Hunter. Breaking ball for a called strike. 0-2 now. Hunter with a pitch. Grounder on to short, taken by Bauck. Pauses, throws, in time, one gone. More action in the trade deadline. Shane Bieber goes from the Cleveland Guardians, working his way back from Tommy John. He's been rehabbing in the Guardians organization, but he now goes to the Toronto Blue Jays, and Kyle Steven will head to the Cleveland organization, rated by MLB.com as the number 5 prospect to the Blue Jays organization. He'll be number 7 in the Guardian system. First pitch fastball is a strike of the knees to Dan Talkin. Left-handed hitting DH. 292 batting average, 381 on base percentage. Two loud hits and two walks yesterday. It's the 0-1. Lined foul off the netting above the spikes dugout. Third base side, 0-2. Talking with four doubles, two homers, and 16 RBIs across both halves of the MLB Draft League season. He has 13 RBIs here in half number two. He's part of that tie for second in the second half RBI leaderboard. The 0-2 pitch, that's league-wide. Breaking ball is low, 1-2 the count. Also, Paul Sewald, who's been injured, acquired by the Tigers. Just to bolster their bullpen when he does return, as he was on the 15-day injured list for much of the season with a right shoulder strain for Cleveland. One ball and two strikes. Hunter now has what he likes. Taking his time, plenty of time on the clock, and the pitch. Down and in for a ball, 2-2 the count. As all this is going on, remember the Blue Jays and the Tigers share the American League's best record at 64-46. Astros, the other division leader in the AL. It's the 2-2, swung on a miss, strike three, got him with a breaking ball, and it's the first strikeout of the day for Jake Hunter. Two down in the top of the second, Spikes leading at 1-0 here, and T.J. Salvaggio, the batter, third baseman, carries a 188 batting average, but of course coming off a three-hit game 2 games ago, added another hit last night. 243 on base percentage, a homer, and 7 RBIs, the seventh of which he also notched yesterday. Swings the first pitch here, lifts it to right center field, but playable for Lipsy. The right fielder comes over, makes the grab, and ends the top of the second inning. Jake Hunter's now set down 5 in a row at the end of an inning and a half. Still State College 1, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
We don't just celebrate moments. We make them legendary. Introducing White Out Tequila. Crafted to unleash the spirit of celebration. Born from the energy of the greatest moments. Built for the bold. Distilled with 100% blue Weber agave. White Out Tequila is smooth, premium, and unmistakably classic. No matter the occasion, make every moment a White Out moment.
Bottom of the second inning here in Frederick. Spikes hold a 1-0 lead. Michael Quevedo, the southpaw, back on the mound to face Isaiah Green, Taj Bates, and Bronson Rivera, the 5-6-7 hitters in the Keys lineup. This is the finale of a 3-game series here. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. matchup between the Spikes and the West Virginia Black Bears at Kendrick Family Ballpark. Spikes will actually get to West Virginia well ahead of the Black Bears, who are finishing their set in Trenton tonight. First pitch fastball is a strike over the outer edge to Isaiah Green, left-handed hitting center fielder. 286 batting average, 466 on base. And the pitch lifted foul, third base side into the seats. 0-2. Green with four doubles, eight RBIs to his credit. And Quevedo with the 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2 the count. You hear the kids, they are clamoring. They get sprayed by the water or maybe catch one of those water balloons they're tossing down right now. So 1-2 popped up, left field, toward the line goes Higgs. He puts it away with the right hand, and there's one gone. Talked about how the American League standings shape up. National League, the Brewers have the best record in Major League Baseball. It's 64-44. They're leading the Central by a game over the Cubs. Mets and Phillies tussling at the top of the East. Mets with a half-game lead currently. And the Dodgers leading the Padres by three. But San Diego's been awfully active here at the deadline. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Even teams like the Cincinnati Reds, who right now are outside the wild cards, but within striking distance, have swung some deals. Reds, of course, acquired Ke'Bryan Hayes from the Pirates. Breaking ball ties him up inside. 1-1 the count to Taj Bates, right-handed hitting catcher, making his first appearance at the plate in this series. 11 RBIs total, five doubles, a homer, and he lines this one the other way to right field. A base hit for Bates. It's his first, team's second of the game. Taj had a five RBI game against the Spikes last Tuesday, the second game of that two-game set. It finished 16-12 in the Spikes' favor. But Bates had a home run in that contest, really swung a heavy bat. And here's Bronson Rivera, first baseman, seven-hitter. .237 batting average, .308 on base percentage. Takes the ball upstairs, 1-0. Two doubles, a home run, 10 RBIs for Rivera. Keys come into the game 6-8 for the second half. The Spikes 6-7. Fifth and fourth in the second half standings, respectively. Of course, the Spikes are the first half champions. We'll host the title game September 4th. Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half to the lefty Rivera. 1-1 the count. Spikes did turn two on one occasion last night. Seven double plays turned on the ground by the second half Spikes. The 1-1. That's high and away for a ball. 2-1. Seven double plays the Spikes have turned on the ground in the second half. Ranked them tied for second. West Virginia has the only team with more at eight. 2-1, clipped foul in and out of the mid of Calori. It's strike two nonetheless. Two balls and two strikes. One nothing State College here in the bottom of the second. Quevedo delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball there, and Michael Quevedo records his first strikeout today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Did you know Mount Nittany Health offers over 30 specialties? From primary care to advanced treatments, we're committed to keeping quality health care close to home for the communities we serve. Two down here in the bottom of the second, and Parks Bauk the batter, Bauk the shortstop, after playing third base the last two games. Hitting .310 with a .417 on base percentage, four RBIs. He went 1-for-2 but knocked in two runs yesterday. Quevedo back to the top of the hill now. Start the at-bat, had to clear eyes out a bit. Actually threw over to first. Now the first pitch homeward. High and away for a ball. Went breaking ball to start things off against Bauk. Again, it's Caruso at short, Boston at second. Same double play combo up the middle as yesterday. Quevedo with the 0-1. Lifted foul, first base side, towards the top row seats. 0-2 the count. On a day like today, the kids are having fun, and there is plenty of netting. There's the requisite netting here, but and those high fly balls or high foul balls might fly into the seats. Maybe a little extra attention from some of the adults supervising. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just inside. Back popped out of the way. Actually, it was moving towards the corner, but just missed. One ball, two strikes. Bates on first with two outs. Southpaw sets. Michael with a 1-2. Breaking ball just tumbles outside, 2-2. It was actually a little bit high as well, but came really close. Two balls, two strikes. The set. And the pitch. Clipped foul to the backstop. It's still 2-2. First time in the at-bat. Went with the sinking fastball. 2-2 the count. Jackson holding Bates on at first. Slight breeze out to left field, about 5 to 10 miles an hour, but the 2-2 pitch popped up on the infield. Jackson coming over, but it's the shortstop Caruso that'll take charge and snag it behind the mound for the last out of the inning. No runs, a hit, one runner left at the end of two. Still 1-0 State College on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 apiece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Into the third inning, 1-0 State College. Cole Caruso's RBI ground out in the first inning, the difference thus far. Connor Higgs, Trotter Boston, Shinar Brown, the 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Spikes, two hits apiece. No errors as of yet. This won't be the last daytime action between the Spikes and the Keys. The matchup on August 25th, that's a Monday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, will be an 11 a.m. contest. First day of classes, silly day at Penn State. And the fastball high and away to Connor Higgs, first at bat of the day. Higgs with a 188 batting average, 222 on base percentage, a triple and an RBI to his credit. Jake Hunter leans in, gets the sign, and the 1-0. Fades in high, 2-0. Of course, the Thunder were the opponents for Super Splash Day at Medler Field at Lebrano Park last week. And the 2-0 called strike. Fastball in the outer half, 2-1. K Keys and the Thunder will be bookending the Spikes' upcoming seven-game homestand. Frederick visits August 4th and 5th, and Trenton comes in at the tail end August 9th and 10th, the Saturday and Sunday. Soft grounder to first, taken by Rivera. He'll go to the bag himself. There's one away. Hunter is now retired six straight. That'll bring Trotter Boston to the plate. Led off the game with an infield single and came in to score the lone run so far. Mahoning Valley, the opponents for the middle three games of the homestand. And Friday going to be a big one, the final game of that series against the Scrappers. Yellowstone night at the ballpark, and the Spikes will wear special Dutton Ranch jerseys, which will go up for bids in a jersey out the back auction on the Live Source app. Check swing by Boston. The pitch ran in, but appealed out of third, and Matthew Van Paris says he went around 0-1. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. As the 0-1 comes in, swing and a miss through the fastball that time, 0-2. The jersey off the back auction will be available on the Live Source app, so make sure if you haven't already, you download the Live Source app. And the auction presented by PSECU will benefit Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. 0-2 fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout for Hunter, and that's now seven in a row retired. Two down, and Shinar Brown the batter. Chopped one off the plate high in the air to the mound, but Hunter able to make the play back in the first. And the Yellowstone Night jersey off the back auction, of course, means that after the game, if you are one of the auction winners and you're in attendance at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, you'll get to receive your jersey from the Spike that wore it immediately after the game. Signed by that Spike, you can take pictures. First pitch strike to Brown over the outer edge, 0-1. Of course, weather forcing us up to the concourse. Usually that takes place, that exchange of jerseys on the field. But there was some imminent weather in the area. We are looking forward to the jersey off the back presentation on Yellowstone night. Again, Friday, August 8th, next Friday. 0-2 to Brown. Fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same. In addition, Friday, August 8th is our third and final Bark in the Park night of the year. Bring your four-legged friend to the ballpark for a night full of canine-centric fun. Along with Dugout the Baseball Dog and everybody. A swing and a miss on the 0-2, strike three, tag applied to finish the K. The third strikeout for Jake Hunter today, and he is now set down seven straight. Two and a half gone, State College still in the lead, 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Now the game off is number 14, the designated hitter, Dylan Simmons. Number 14.
Bottom of the third inning here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Joe Putnam along with you. The Spikes leading the Keys 1-0. And Michael Quevedo facing Dylan Simmons, Trey Lipsy, and Devin Bade. 9-1 and 2 hitters here in the bottom of the third. First pitch breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-1 to Simmons. He was the catcher yesterday. Went 2-for-4 with an RBI, scored a run. A 212 batting average, 289 on base percentage, and a 6 RBIs. The pitch outside a ball, 1-1. We remind you the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Swing and a miss on the slider there, and it's 1-2. Simmons levels the bat, and Quevedo delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Went after the fastball low, and it's the second strikeout for Michael Quevedo today, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. The future of healthcare is here, opening in 2026. Mount Nittany Health's new 10-floor patient tower will feature 168 private rooms, state-of-the-art services, and the highest quality care for our community. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Here's Trey Lipsy, the right fielder, 0-for-1. Grounded out to second his first time up. Leadoff man in the order. And the pitch. Grounder back through the middle and skittering into center field for a base hit. So Lipsy with the third hit of the day for the Keys. They've got one in every inning so far. And following the one-out single, we'll see if Lipsy goes on the move. He was caught stealing yesterday for the first time in the second half by Adam Paniagua when he took off in the sixth inning. And we've seen the arm Jaden Calora has. Be interesting here, the matchup. Devin Bade will be the batter. Flied out to center field his first time up after walking it off last night for the Keys. Quevedo sets. And the pitch. Breaking ball floats in for a strike. It's 0-1. Owen won the count. Now the throw to first. Diving back in is Lipsy. 2-for-3 in the second half on the base paths. He was 26 of 29 in the first half. Another throw to first. And Quevedo has that left-hander's advantage. It's not as clear whether he's going to first base or to the mound as a left-hander. Right-hander has to make that commitment a lot earlier because he's got to whirl around. 0-1. Fastball high. Check swing by Bade. Appeal down to first. Michael Schmar says no go. And there's one ball and one strike. Well, Tigers, as another throw to first, gets Lipsy back in. Mark Feinsand of MLB.com reporting that sources say Tigers will be acquiring reliever Kyle Finnegan from the Nationals as well. A lot of teams trying to bolster their bullpens here as we enter the stretch. A little over 2 months remaining in the Major League season. Today, the deadline, 6 p.m., one ball, one strike, another throw to first, and Lipsy back again. And again, this is a difference between MLB and MLB Draft League rules. In the MLB Draft League, there is no limitation on mound disengagements on throws to the base. The 1-1. High and away, ball two. And there is the collegiate rule of the when there is a mound disengagement and a throw to a runner, you're only allowed one disengagement without a throw to a runner on base in the at-bat. And the 2-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. 2-2 went slider that time. Two balls, two strikes. 1-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the third inning. Another throw to first, and Lipsy back standing. Kids having a great time here. They had a great time with the Undyne Fire Company fire truck last Thursday at the Spike Super Splash Day. 2-2, popped up, first base shy. That floats into the seats. And the count remains 2-2. And again, as I mentioned last night, all the maneuverings of the trade deadline. Yes, you have Major League rosters most greatly affected, but it extends through the minor league affiliates. And it could be some spots available that teams will have to fill. Maybe dip into the MLB Draft League's talent pool for those. 2-2 fouled away. MLB teams are permitted to purchase the contracts of MLB Draft League teams, or of MLB Draft League players, for a nominal sum payable to the league. All these players are under professional contracts here in the second half. They're all contracted through the league and then assigned to each individual team. Another throw to first, and back standing again is Lipsy. Hunter Lyde, the first base coach for the Keys. Tony Diaz, the hitting coach, works at third. 2-2. And that is fouled off Bade's own left leg. 2-2 the count. Hobbles a bit, but that's why he's got the shin pad there. Well, I think that hit him maybe just above that pad. Two balls and two strikes. Quevedo delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the slider. Third strikeout for Michael Quevedo, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Need fast, reliable care? Mount Nittany Health Express Care, right here in State College, or right there in State College, as the case may be today, offers walk-in urgent care for minor illnesses and injuries. No appointment needed. Open 7 days a week. Padres' acquisition of Mason Miller now official. Jamal Ritter, the batter, throw on to first again. Gets Lipsy back to the bag. Ritter doubled with two outs in the first inning. Takes a fastball high here, ball one. Again, former Williamsport crosscutter Braden Nett, who was the Padres' number three prospect per MLB.com, going to the A's in that deal. 1-0. Breaking ball and a called strike on the inner half, 1-1. Six players overall involved in the deal. Four prospects headed to the A's, two players the Padres. Here's a line drive to right field, a base hit. Up to second goes Lipsy. He'll hold there. And it's first and second with two down as Jamal Ritter notches his second hit of this game. It's his fifth of the last two contests. After he did not play the opener of this series. And Ethan Ott, the batter. Four hits now for the Keys. They're doubling up the spikes in the hit column here in the bottom of the third. Left-hander Quevedo delivers. First pitch slider is a strike on the inner half to Ethan Ott. Ott flied out to right field his first time up. 1-0 spikes. The run in the top of the first inning on Cole Caruso's RBI groundout, the 0-1. Tapper down the third baseline, taken by Salvaggio. He'll go to the bag himself. The force play gets the lead runner and ends the inning. Frederick in the third, no runs, two hits, two runners left on base at the end of three complete. State College 1, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This inning is being sponsored by Fourth Dimension.
Into the fourth inning, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Adonis Forte, Cole Caruso, and Manny Jackson, the 3-4-5 hitters due up. Spikes lead at 1-0 as Forte swings to the first pitch of the inning, pops it up foul, third base side, towards the construction area. Jason Shockley, who is stellar in relief for the Spikes, coming back down from the clubhouse. Relief appearance yesterday. Jack Hagen was outstanding as well. Two innings, faced six batters, the minimum, two strikeouts. Well-deserved hold for his efforts, although the Spikes ultimately did not win. Pitch low for a ball to Forte. 1-1 the count. Adonis reached on an infield single in the first. Pops this one up, left center. And on for it, the left fielder Ritter reaches out and makes the grab. First out of the inning. Jake Hunter has now retired nine in a row. Cole Caruso was the first man to be set down to that string, but his ground out to third brought in a run. Made it a 1-0 game. It has stayed that way since. The Spikes with two hits, the Keys with four. There have been no errors today. Hunter sets, delivers. Breaking ball called, actually inside for a ball, 1-0. And it was too far inside. One ball, no strikes. Hunter delivers. Fastball, and that's a called strike over the outer half. 1-1. And the pitch. Lifted foul, first base side. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Frederick, Maryland. Finale of a three-game series between the Spikes and the Frederick Keys. Daytime action here. Spikes leading 1-0. Here in the top of the Toyota RAV fourth inning, and the 1-2 pitch to Caruso, grounded foul just to the left of the bag. And that one went swiftly into the Spikes bullpen where it's gathered in. A ball and two strikes to Caruso. Hunter looking for the sign from Bates and now reads it. And the 1-2. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air, center field. Green on for it, and the center fielder makes the grab for the second out. That'll bring Manny Jackson to the plate. The Spikes first baseman grounded out to first. His opposite number there, Bronson Rivera, in the first inning. Remember, in the first half, Spikes had a day game here in Frederick. Tom's son was the hero of that one with a brilliant performance in relief, five innings allowing just one run. Spikes won that one 8-4 on their way to the first half championship. That was back on June the 12th. Pitch in tight, 1-0. Next offering is lifted in the air, foul down the left field line and headed towards the construction area. Suppose everybody out there is wearing hard hats today, so they are protected. And again, not as much work as there is when there's no game here, but still work being done in the daytime today. The 1-1, a fastball and a called strike inside corner. 1-2 to the lefty Jackson. Actually, in that day game here in Frederick back on June 12th, Cole Pladsen hit what was the first Spikes homer of the year. And here's a fly ball left field, drops in, and it'll roll all the way to the wall. Manny Jackson will have himself a double. So fourth double of the season for Manny after his two-run double last night down the left field line had given the Spikes the lead. 97 miles an hour off the bat, and it just kept going. So he took that changeup and sent it into the gap. First Spikes hit since the first inning, third of the game, and now Jaden Calora the batter. Calora grounded out to short his first time up. Jackson going the other way with that double. And Hunter, out of the stretch, delivers. First pitch fastballs, a strike on the outer edge to Calora. Out of Nichols State. Jaden experience already catching Michael Quevedo and Alex Sparks before coming to the Spikes, being transferred over from the Trenton Thunder. The 0-1 fouled away, 0-2, and was just looking after the game last night how plentiful the Southland Conference has been in providing talent to the MLB Draft League. Certainly in both halves of the season, but over the past few years, the second half has been rich in Southland talent showcasing themselves, hoping to kickstart their professional careers. Southeastern Louisiana, TJ Salvaggio's alma mater, also in the Southland. Lamar, Houston Christian, Nichols, McNeese. 0-2, check swing. Did he go? Appeal? Yes, he did, says Matthew Van Paris. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, the double by Jackson. One runner left on base. 3.5 gone. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
We don't just celebrate moments. We make them legendary. Introducing Whiteout Tequila. Crafted to unleash the spirit of celebration. Born from the energy of the greatest moments. Built for the bold. Distilled with 100% Blue Weber Agave. Whiteout Tequila is smooth, premium, and unmistakably classic. No matter the occasion, make every moment a Whiteout moment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry, or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end August 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Michael Quevedo to face Isaiah Green, Taj Bates, and Bronson Rivera, the 5-6-7 hitters in the Frederick lineup. Spikes scoring that run in the opening frame. Goose egg sense. Three hits for the Spikes, four hits for the Keys. Green flat out to left field his first time up, and the left-handed hitting center fielder starts things off here in the bottom of the fourth. Again, the finale of a three-game series between these two teams. Spikes will head to the second-half leaders, West Virginia, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. 7 p.m. contest tomorrow and Saturday. 6 p.m. first pitch set for Sunday. And then a homestand of seven games starting on Monday. 0-1 lifted in the air left field. Higgs underneath it puts it away. One gone. That seven-game homestand also featuring the coach, Katie Bobblehead giveaway, Katie Schumacher-Cawley, who inspired the country battling and defeating breast cancer while leading Penn State women's volleyball to another national championship, the first female head coach ever to win an NCAA Division I women's volleyball title. First pitch to Taj Bates, hits him on the left hip. So the first hit batsman of the game for either side is brought to you by Penn Highlands Healthcare. When life throws you a curveball, turn to Penn Highlands State College Hospital for emergency care. Bates is aboard with one gone. Bronson Rivera, the left-handed hitting first baseman, will step up now. Katie Schumacher-Cawley winning the Jimmy V Award for perseverance. The defending national champs just coming off of Big Ten Media Days. Izzy Stark, Jillian Grimes joining Coach Katie out there to meet the press, get the ball rolling for what will be a fantastic season, jam-packed with fun at Rec Hall. But it all starts up Sunday, August 10th, the Coach Katie bobblehead to the first 1,000 fans presented by Happy Valley Live. Breaking ball, strike, 0-1. Quevedo sets. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Chased after the slider outside, 0-2 the count to Rivera. Also, Coach Katie herself will be on hand to meet and greet fans, sign autographs. It's going to be a tremendous night. It's also Coaches versus Cancer of Penn State night, Sunday, August 10th, 6:35 game time. Gates open at 5:30 with early entrance for season ticket holders and groups. The 0-2 fouled to the screen. The count remains the same. Another 0-2. Tapper to the third base side, but it's Skitter's foul picked up by Quevedo there. Kids are clamoring for something down below. Oh. They're out with the water guns. They're looking to cool off. Rivera taking his time getting back to home plate after that one went foul. 0-2 the count. And new baseball will be, well, that one will be inspected. Which one? Well, they're going to keep the same one that just went foul. Preston Wilson, I guess, asking if that baseball was okay. Tim Abel looked at it, felt it, put it back into play. 0-2. Fastball upstairs, 1-2 the count. Tickets available for the Coach Katie bobblehead giveaway and appearance presented by Happy Valley Live, as well as all seven games of the upcoming homestand the MLB Draft League Championship game and the rest of the regular season at statecollegespikes.com. 1-2, lifted foul, third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Liner foul towards the Keys bullpen down the right field warning track. Still a ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Called strike three. On the outer half of the plate. And that is Michael Cavedo's fourth strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With over 185 providers in 17 locations, Mount Nittany Health is here for you when and where you need us. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. Bates remains at first and Parks back the batter. Back popped up to the shortstop Caruso just behind the mound back in the second. Cavedo delivers, fouled away on the first pitch. 0-1. By the way, our congratulations to Appalachian League Senior Administrator and someone who does a lot of work with the MLB Draft League, Dan Mouchon, last week inducted into the American Association of Professional Baseball's Hall of Fame. The American Association held its All-Star game, so congrats to Dan on that honor. The pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-1. He was actually American Association president from 2006 to 2017. He has served a variety of roles in the game of baseball. And a great scholar, too. Scott Walker, he and I have had some tremendous discussions at league gatherings as the 1-1 foul back, 1-2 the count. Truly the definition of a scholar and a gentleman. Ball and two strikes. Now twisting the bat in his hands, almost as if he's trying to shape it. Bates leads off first, a short lead. The 1-2. Fastball high and away, 2-2 the count. The 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it gets through Calora to the backstop. Bates will move to second. And now taking the turn, he's headed for third, but the throw there well in time. He's out. So it'll be a wild pitch to move into second. 2-5, the put out at third, and the inning is over. Bauk will be up with a fresh count as a leadoff man in the Keys half of the fifth. But nothing across for Frederick in the fourth. 1-0 Spikes as we go to the top of the fifth here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Into the fifth inning, Dan Tarkin, TJ Salvaggio, Connor Higgs due up for the Spikes, leading 1-0. Tarkin, the DH, struck out his first time up, left-handed hitter facing the righty Jake Hunter. Hunter has made one other five-inning appearance this season. It was two starts ago against West Virginia, got the win in that one. On July the 19th, two runs, one earned on five hits and a walk with six strikeouts, over those five innings. And the first pitch to Tarkin fouled away at the plate. But it's the Spikes leading 1-0 here, thanks to Cole Caruso's RBI groundout in the first. That's been the only run so far. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Bates. 0-2. Spikes with three hits, the Keys with four in the game. Kids having a great time here at Splash Day in Frederick. And the 0-2. Outside a ball, fastball at 91. One ball and two strikes. Next offering, that's low for a ball, 2-2. And although the rain is getting a little more intense to our east and south, nothing doing here as the 2-2 fastball is a called strike three. Five strikeouts for Hunter. Just two away from his season high, and there's one gone in the fifth. TJ Salvaggio is 0-for-1, flying out to right in the second inning. Hunter's thrown 62 pitches to this point and delivers here. Taken for a strike over the outer half, another fastball. Both the other games in the MLB Draft League taking place later tonight. 0-1 pitch, high for a ball, 1-1. Mahoning Valley visits Williamsport at 6:35. West Virginia takes on Trenton out in Jersey at 7. The 1-1, high for a ball, 2-1. Salvaggio with four hits in this series, 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. The 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. Flag just barely moving in left center field, the American flag. The 2-2 pitch, called strike three. Fastball throws him on the inner half. Sixth strikeout for Hunter. He's now struck out three consecutive batters, and that brings Connor Higgs to the plate. Higgs is 0-for-1, grounded out to first, back in the third. In fact, since Adonis Forte's infield single in the first, the Spikes' second hit of that inning, there's been only one base runner since. That was Manny Jackson on his double to the gap in left center in the fourth. But he was stranded. First pitch strike here. 0-1 to Higgs. Fastball at 90. Might have been a little bit outside, but got the benefit of the doubt. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 0-2. No doubt about that. It was a slider fouled straight into the glove. 0-2. And the pitch. Called strike three, fastball in the inner half. Three strikeouts in the inning, all looking. And the inning comes to a close. Four consecutive Ks for Jake Hunter. Seven total in the game, matches a season high. End of four and a half, halfway home at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. State College 1, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Michael Quevedo returns to the mound for the Spikes. Holding a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth, Parks Bauk will start it up for the Keys. A fresh count here. He was at the plate. Ball three had just slipped through Jaden Kalora, but Kalora recovered to throw out Taj Bates at third, trying to take two bases on the play. And now Bauk, 0-for-1 of the game, stands in. The pitch. Cue to the right side. Boston to his left. Gloves it. Throw on the run to Jackson. Scrambling back to cover the bag. He's there. One gone. Bauk with a lengthy at-bat. Again, it had gone up to a full count. This time, first pitch swinging, he's retired. Quevedo has allowed four hits, no walks, one-hit batsman so far in 4 1/3 innings. And he faces Dylan Simmons, who struck out swinging in the third. Remember, Michael delivered five hitless innings. Two starts ago against Trenton, a strong 5 1/3 last time out. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Quevedo now at 70 pitches on the day, 47 of them for strikes. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and lifted foul. First base side out of play. There is action in the Frederick bullpen. Harold Baez, who has been in a starting role at times for the Keys. Now working out of the bullpen, he'll be the next man in. And the 1-1, down and in with a breaking ball, 2-1 the count. No action in the Spikes bullpen. State College in the red jerseys today. Gray pants, the blue caps with a ribbon S logo on the front. Here's the 2-1. Fades in, called strike, slider over the outer edge. Keys in the home whites with the orange and black trim. Black caps with the orange bills as well. Here comes the 2-2. That's in the dirt, blocked by Kalora. And the count is full to Simmons. Trey Lipsy is on deck. One gone, bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Spikes, despite being out hit in the game 4-3. Payoff pitch. And lined into left center field, it'll be a base hit. So Simmons able to pull that one and slice it into the outfield.
Now batting as number two, the right fielder.
Or base hit number five for the Keys, his first of the day. And with one gone, here is Trey Lipsy, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Grounded out in the first, singled in the third, and then was erased at third base for the inning-ending force play. And the pitch, and Lipsy puts down a bunt third base side, but it bounces foul, gloved by Salvaggio coming down the line. Strike one there. I think in this situation, Lipsy looking to bunt for a hit on that occasion. Salvaggio, the third baseman, will come up just a bit. Quevedo delivers. Lipsy does not show bunt, but takes the breaking ball for a strike upstairs. 0-2 the count. Slider caught the corner. And the pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside. Trying to elicit the swing. Lipsy would not oblige. Simmons leads off first. And the 1-2. Lifted foul, third base side. That's off the net just in front of the Spikes bullpen. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Fastball off the plate. Lipsy lays off again. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And Quevedo to the plate. Popped up. Third base side to shallow left now. Shortstop Caruso tracking it. Makes the catch. Back to first goes Simmons. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Of course, if we were back home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, this would be the time you can head to the bottom of the fifth bar on the first base side. Get half-price drinks for the duration of the bottom half of the fifth inning. As we take the turn into the month of August, by the way, I want to mention that fireworks from the field will be coming back for the final three shows of the year. Saturday, August 9th, Saturday, August 23rd, Thursday, August 28th. But it won't be open to everybody. Bouncer foul, third base side, 0-1 to Devin Bade. Last night's hero, 0-2 today. You got to be there early. The first 150 fans that enter the ballpark on those three nights, again, August 9th, August 23rd, and August 28th, will get vouchers enabling them to watch the spectacular fireworks shows provided by Starfire Corporation from the field. Chopper to the left side. Back hit by Caruso to second. Boston is there. The 6-4 force out ends the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, or excuse me, one hit, one runner left on base. And at the end of five, it is still State College 1, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, host the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jake Hunter pitched well today for Frederick, matched a season-long in innings, matched a season-high in strikeouts, 5 innings on the hill, 7 Ks. He allowed just 1 run on 3 hits, but he trails as he leaves the mound. So right now, the pitcher of record on the negative side, but he's replaced by right-hander Harold Baez. Baez, out of Hialeah, Florida, Bethune-Cookman University, making his 4th appearance of the year. He has made 2 starts, but an 0-1 record, a 9.35 ERA. He shifts into the bullpen. 8 2/3 innings. He has allowed 10 runs, 9 earned on 13 hits, 5 strikeouts to 6 walks, a 3.42 opponent's batting average as a key. And Trotter Boston, the leadoff man of the order, will be the first man to meet Baez. Baez was with the Keys in the second half of last season as well. Made 7 starts, but again, he is now working out of the bullpen, and he delivers a fastball, and it's a strike. As it swung on and missed, 0-1. Fastball on the inner half, taken for a strike, 0-2. 1-0 Spikes here in the top of the 6th inning. 0-2 the count to Boston, who is 1-for-2 with the lone run today. And the pitch, lifted in the air, right field, Lipsy to his right, going back, reaches out and makes the grab. Round number 1. Now between Hunter retiring 14 of the last 15 batters he faced, Baez has now made it 15 of the last 16 set down. But Michael Quevedo has been quite capable on the other end. Dylan Cheely is warming up in the Spikes bullpen. We'll see if Quevedo will be done after 5. Brown swings the first pitch, bounce it up the middle, passed back into center field, and Brown is aboard. That'll be a base hit. 4th of the game for the Spikes as Brown pounded that into the ground, but had enough velocity to just get past Bauk. 91 off the bat. All right, check that, 100 off the bat for Brown on that ground ball. So Brown is aboard, Forte at the plate, infield single and a stolen base in the first inning, flat out to left in the 4th. We'll see if Brown goes in motion here. He's 5-for-7 on the base paths this season. Fastball upstairs, 1-0, 10 steals in the collegiate season at Grambling this year. Tim Battle, for the first time in quite a while, has doffed that MLB Draft League pullover. He is in just his red Spikes jersey. There goes Brown on the 1-0. Pitch swung on a miss. Throw to second. Got him. Bauk applies the tag. 2-6 on the caught ceiling. Now Bates came up with a good throw. Brown tried to take the outside line. Tim Battle talking it over with third base umpire Matthew Van Paris, but it's only a quick chat. 1-1 the count to Forte. Base is now empty with 2 down, and he swings and misses there. 1-2, slider from Baez. 1-0 Spikes, top of the sixth. Baez peers over the mitt, delivers. Upstairs for a ball with the fastball, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Forte puts it in the air, left field, going back on it, Ritter, the warning track, he reels it in. And the inning is over. Forte gave it a ride. Sent it 337 feet. But it's deeper than that, out to left. No runs, one hit, nobody left. End of 5.5. It is State College 1, Frederick nothing. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley, from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and the Spikes make a pitching change as well after Michael Quevedo throws five scoreless, allowing five hits and a hit batsman. No walks, four strikeouts over five innings on the mound, throwing 83 pitches, 56 for strikes. He gives way to the right-hander Dylan Cheeley. Cheeley, out of Florida Gulf Coast, spent time in the Coastal Plains League before coming to Happy Valley. He is making his fifth appearance for the Spikes, 0-1 record, a 6 ERA. Six innings of work, he has been charged with four runs on eight hits, five strikeouts to two walks, two hit batsmen, a 308 opponent's batting average. And he faces Jamal Ritter, who's 2-for-2 with a double today. Delivers a fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. 1-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. I think the Keys visiting bat boy just won the 40-yard dash today. Here's a pop-up to the right side of the infield. Boston coming in on it, makes the catch on the baseline between first and second. And Ritter set down for the first time this afternoon. One gone, and Ethan Ott will step to the plate. Right-handed hitting third baseman, 0-for-2. Flying out to right in the first, grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the third. Keys have out hit the Spikes today, 5-4. Ritter has two hits, including that double. Spikes' lone extra base hit of the day, it belongs to Manny Jackson. And Cole Caruso is driven in the only run, an RBI ground out back in the first inning. First pitch fastball and unable to hold back. As that one traveled low in the zone, 0-1. Cheeley delivers. Fastball low, skips away from Calora this time, but nobody on, simply ball one. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. contest between the Spikes and the West Virginia Black Bears, a new series out at Kendrick Family Ballpark. As Ott sends this one into left field, and it drops in front of Higgs for a base hit. So Ethan Ott with his second hit as a key. And with one on and one out, Isaiah Green the batter. Green is 0 for 2 with a pair of flyouts to left. Cheely out of the stretch. First pitch to Green. A fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. Sixth hit of the day for the Keys. Ott has not yet attempted to steal with Frederick. The 0-1. Cued to the backstop. 0-2. It'll be a 7 p.m. contest tomorrow. I'll be on with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 6:45. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Green lays off, 1-2. Same defense for the Spikes throughout the game. Calora catching, Jackson at first, Boston at second, Caruso at short, Salvaggio at third. The 1-2 fouled off of Calora. That remains the same as Jaden will shake it off. Outfield for the Spikes, Higgs in left, Forte in center, and Brown in right. Here's the 1-2. Golf down the right field line. That'll drop in a fair ball and roll to the corner. Digging for third is Ott. He's getting waved in by Tony Diaz. Relay throw to the plate. Got him. Trotter Boston with a tremendous relay throw. 9-4-2. The put out at the plate, and it remains a 1-0 game. Ott had a bit of a delayed start getting around the bases. Tony Diaz wanting to wave him in, wanting to be aggressive and tie the game. But Trotter Boston with a tremendous cutoff throw. Green will end up at second, and it will be a double for him. But now there are two outs, and the Spikes still in front. Taj Bates, the batter, singled in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth. He was thrown out on the base pass, trying to take two bases on a wild pitch. And that one is outside for a ball, a fastball. Green with his fifth double of the season. The 1-0. Grounder out of third. Off the knee of Salvaggio, and it bounces into center. Taken there by Boston, but everybody's safe. That'll be the first error of the game. As Green moves to third, Salvaggio trying to go down to a knee, ricocheted off the leg. He is physically okay, but Dylan Cheely will now face Bronson Rivera trying to get out of the sixth inning. So the first error of the day for either side. Rivera is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Cheely to the plate. Tapper foul behind home, and it's 0-1. Calora got a little dust in the eyes. He'll clear it out. The winds are somewhat still, at least looking at the flag out in left center. They are very still out there, but doesn't mean you don't kick up some dust, especially when that ball pounds into the dirt surrounding home. The 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2 as he went after the breaking ball. One nothing State College here in the bottom of the sixth. Cheely with the 0-2. Driven foul, third base side, out toward the parking lot. Actually out toward the picnic area, the park area that's just outside the yard here. There's baseball fields that surround Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, although I think one of them taken out of commission by the construction efforts. Another 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Calora. Runners stay at first and third. One ball, two strikes. Here's the set by Cheely. The 1-2. Grounder between short and third. A base hit. The game is tied. Green scores. Rivera with his 11th RBI. It'll be an unearned run. And we're tied at one. Bates moves to second after reaching on what proves to be a costly error. Marks Bauck is 0-2. Popped out to short in the second. Grounded out to second in the fifth. Bauck in the right-handed box. Cheely sets the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's 0-1. Cheely gets the sign. 6-5 righty. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after the slider down and away. 0-2. Some more clouds rolling by, but they are the white puffy variety for the most part. Still a bright sunshine-filled afternoon as the 0-2 slider in the dirt. Bauck lays off this time, and it is 1-2. There are watches on for the area right now, but we don't expect the precipitation to hit Frederick here until later on. One ball and two strikes. Cheely delivers. Slice toward right center field, but Brown is there, and he hauls it in for the final out. But the Keys score their first run of the day on two hits, take advantage of a Spikes error, and leave two runners on base in the sixth. We go to the seventh. 1-1 the score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. My compliments to the Frederick front office, especially Alex Walashek for providing a lemonade here in the broadcast booth. Comes in handy on a day like today. 1-1 our score. It's a new game here in the seventh. Cole Caruso, Manny Jackson, Jaden Calora do up, as neither starting pitcher will factor in the decision. Michael Quevedo, 5 scoreless innings. Jake Hunter, 5 one-run innings for the Spikes and Keys, respectively. Baez on for his second inning of work, facing Caruso, who's 0-for-2, but who's ground out in the first, provided the Spikes run. It was 1-0 State College all the way to the sixth inning, an error followed by Bronson Rivera's RBI single, allowing the Keys to tie it up. Fouled on the first pitch. Now the 0-1 from Baez, lifted in the air to center field, but right at Isaiah Green, who makes the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Manny Jackson, who has the only extra base hit of the game for the Spikes, a double to left center field in the fourth. He is 1-for-2 today. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for State College, 1 run, 8 hits, no errors for Frederick. And the wind's starting to kick up just a bit here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. The pitch. That's low, and it slips through Porter. Or through Bates, I should say. 1 ball and no strikes. Of course, Taj Porter previously caught for the Williamsport Crosscutters. He and Taj Bates also look similar as well. 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. And he went after the fastball. Jaden Calora is on deck. The 1-1 from Baez. Bouncer down the first baseline foul. Jacoby Davis has been coaching at first. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. By the way, special shout out as well to Cole Nabel, who has joined the Spikes for this road trip after Quest Wilson did the same our last road trip. 1-2 upstairs, 2-2 the count. They're the guys that make this whole thing work, no question about it. Helping us out on the road here, as well as at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, where they've done a fantastic job all season long. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch. Foul back to the screen, count remains the same. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. game. Spikes and the West Virginia Black Bears, and then it's back home Monday for Hospitality Appreciation Night. We celebrate the hospitality workers that make Happy Valley so happy. Spikes will be taking on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 on Monday night, August the 4th. Get your tickets now at statecollegespikes.com. 2-2, off-speed, outside, ball three. Slider action there. Was hoping to get it, but it was off the plate. Payoff pitch to Jackson. Lifted foul, third base side. We'll do it again. And the convoy of kids is racing over to the area between the construction and the concession stands on the third base side, trying to chase that ball down if they can. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. Another 3-2, and fouled away again. One fastball, fastball.
Guys, I don't know why you're walking up the steps. No one told you to go anywhere.
There's some direction. Another 3-2 pitch. That's cued foul by Jackson, deflects off Bates as well to the screen behind home. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Baez went fastball, fastball, both fouled away. A slider fouled away there. What does he come up with on pitch number 10? Here it is. He went breaking ball, and it's low for ball 4. Manny Jackson works a one-out walk. Manny has not attempted to steal for the Spikes this year. Jaden Kalora up to the plate. So the go-ahead run is on with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. We've already been cautioned, by the way, that after this half inning concludes, we should probably shutter our windows for a time. The set and the pitch. Kalora takes it outside, ball one. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Baez in his second inning of work. He allowed a single to Shinar Brown in the sixth, but Brown was caught stealing. Now Jackson on via the walk. The 1-0. High and away for a ball, 2-0, and Taj Bates will exchange baseballs with Tim Abel, who tosses that one away. Two balls, no strikes. Baez to the plate. Taken for a ball upstairs, 3-0. That one did come very close to the corner. Might have actually hit it. And did. But a break for Kalora. Ahead in the count, 3-0. Baez to the plate. Called strike. Breaking ball and drops in top of the zone. More of a changeup perhaps there. But now the count 3-1. And the pitch. Kalora swings and misses. It's 3-2. Went fastball that time. A sinker ball that sunk out of the way. Full count, one gone. And the pitch. And Kalora sends this one towards left field. Base hit. Juggled there by Ritter, but Jackson will hold up at second. And Jaden Kalora with the opposite field single. His first hit of the day. The Spikes fifth as a team. And first and second with one out for Dan Talkin. Tonkin's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, but you want to talk about a guy who can make that ball scream. Whenever Dan Tonkin makes contact, it's going to move fast. Average exit velo is nearly 100 miles an hour in this second half of the MLB Draft League season. And the go-ahead run is in scoring position. Bronson Rivera will, well, he was very close to the line at first. He will play back. Back off the line somewhat. As the pitch to Talkin. That is low for a ball, 1-0. One gone in the inning. In a 1-1 game. On the top of the seventh, the 1-0 pitch to Talkin. Upstairs a ball, 2-0. Jackson hung tough, 10-pitch walk. Kalora was up 3-0, count ran full, opposite field single. Now the 2-0 to Talkin in the dirt, blocked by Bates, 3-0. There is action just starting up in the Frederick pen. 3-0 right down the heart of the plate, 3-1. Talkin was laying off the whole way. Anderson Cuello Batista is warming up, or is just starting to warm up. It's going to take him a little while to get ready. Not too long, though, on a hot day like this. Here's a bouncer through the right side, a base hit. Around third is Jackson. He's going to be held at third by Tim Battle in a wise move. But now the bases are loaded with one out. Only 87 miles an hour, the exit velo there for Talkin. That's a changeup by his standards. But he collects his first hit of the day, the Spikes sixth. And perhaps in anticipation of what's to come, they've already put two runs up on the board for the Spikes. Quickly, they change it. Jimmy Nelson is coming out to the mound. Bases loaded, one out. And James Oman is set to hit for TJ Salvaggio here. So it is righty for righty. But Oman will probably come in and play second base. And then Caruso will shift to third, Boston to short, is what I would guess would be the ensuing changes after Oman pinch hits here. But a meeting on the mound now between Baez, Bates, third baseman, or rather shortstop, Parks Bauk, and pitching coach Jimmy Nelson, the former big leaguer. And Jimmy says his piece and heads back to the first base dugout. Anderson Cuello Batista continues to warm. And James Oman into the right-handed batter's box, officially into the game now. Oman with a 130 batting average, 286 on base percentage, four RBIs. Oman had a two-run single with the bases loaded and two outs in the third inning yesterday, capped off that five-run inning. Trying to break it open here as well. And the pitch fouled away, strike one. Salvaggio done, he's 0 for 2. And remember, too, an error as the ball ricocheted off his knee in the sixth inning. That might be playing a part in the switch as well. 0-1, Baez going with a full windup with the bases loaded and the pitch. Lifted foul, first base side, 0-2. Connor Higgs is on deck for the Spikes. A 1-1 tie, top of the seventh. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, blocked by Bates, 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch, check swing foul, ricochets near the pitch timer on the first base side. It's still 1-2. That one ran in on Oman. Another 1-2. Fastball is low, 2-2 the count. Shower starting a little bit early here in the top of the seventh inning. That's why we've been cautioned to close the window here in the press box. They're going to rain down on the kiddos who are in the seats in front of us. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away, and Oman's worked the count full. Bases loaded, one out, and a full count to James Oman. Corners are playing up, middle infield back in case they can turn two. Payoff pitch. Chopper foul at the plate. We'll do it again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. And here it is. Oman fouls it away, first base side. Count remains full. 1-1 in the bottom of the top of the seventh inning. A walk and two base hits to fill it up. Jackson at third, Kalora at second, Talkin at first. Another 3-2. Tip foul at the plate, deflects off Bates. It'll be the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Tim Abel will walk a new baseball out to Harold Baez. Well, Anderson Cuello Batista had been warming up. He has paused for the moment. As Bates slowly gets back behind the dish. I think that one caught him in the arm. But he will continue on here. Tim Abel making sure he's okay, and Bates tells the plate umpire he is. Tenth pitch of the at-bat. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a high fastball. So the first strikeout for Baez, the eighth of the game for Frederick pitching. And that will bring Connor Higgs to the plate. Higgs is 0 for 2. Grounded out to first in the third inning. Struck out looking in the fifth. Bases remain loaded with two outs in a tie game. And the first pitch fastball is low for ball one. The 1-0. Lifted foul, third base side. One ball and one strike. Spikes looking to salvage the final game of this series. Get back to 500 for the second half. With the first half championship already captured. The 1-1. Breaking ball down and in. 2-1 the count. Trotter Boston on deck. Spikes trying to go back in front here in the top of the seventh. And the 2-1. Popped up. Left field, shallow left, and now diving in, and it pulls in front of Britter. One run scores in Jackson. Kalora crosses the plate as well, and the Spikes have the lead back at 3-1. It looked like Park's back was going back on the ball and had it, but left fielder Jamal Ritter called him off, then tried to slide to make the catch, and it dropped in front of him. That'll be a two-run single for Connor Higgs. Jackson going on contact had already crossed the plate by the time the ball fell in. Kalora scored shortly thereafter, talking to second. Higgs with his second and third RBIs as a spike. And now Trotter Boston to the plate. 3-1 State College in the top of the seventh. First pitch from Baez to Boston. Outside a ball. Cuello Batista is back up throwing. And he'll be starting to throw in earnest here. Baez sets the 1-0. In tight for a ball, 2-0. Well, we've seen it time and again this year. The Spikes find a way to battle back. And usually when the door gets open, they just barge right on through and shut it behind them. The 2-0. Swung on, popped up. Center field. This time Bauk is taking no chances. He's making the call and he's making the catch. The inning is over. But the Spikes score two runs on three total hits. The last, Higgs' two-run single that falls in. And two runners left on base. 3-1 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more.
Offers end August 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning, and a very splashy seventh inning stretch here in Frederick. They just dumped a whole big pail of water over the street level to the kids below to our left. And the 0-1 pitch from Dylan Cheely to Dylan Simmons is a ball outside, 1-1. Changes in the field as well, as expected, as here's a cue on to short. Trotter Boston now at short, gloves it, fires on the run to first in time. Simmons down for the first out here in the bottom of the seventh. So James Ullman pinch hit in the top of the seventh inning. He is now at second base. Trotter Boston moves from second to short, and Cole Caruso moves from shortstop to third base. And Trey Lipsy now the batter, the right fielder, leadoff man in the order. He is 1-for-3. And the kiddos having a good time here. Sharp grounder to second. Omen fades back into the outfield grass to take it. Throw to first in time. And Lipsy down for the second out. Four pitches, two outs here in the seventh for Cheely in his second inning of work. He allowed an unearned run in the sixth that tied the game, but he is now the pitcher of record after the Spikes are able to notch two in the seventh. The base is loaded, two outs, single that just fell in. Bit of miscommunication perhaps, or misguided communication between left field and short. And the pitch to Devin Bade, the second baseman, 0-for-3, takes a strike on the outer edge. Bade flied out in the first, struck out in the third, grounded into a fielder's choice in the fifth. 0-1, swung on and missed on the fastball again. 0-2 the count. Anderson Cuello Batista continues to warm in the Frederick bullpen. He'll be on in the eighth. 3-1 Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch lifted foul off the facade of the suite level and back down to the crowd below. Everybody calling for the ball to be tossed their way across the stadium. I think some of you might not be able to get that. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That's fouled first base side. Two strikes, two outs, bases empty, bottom seven. Devin Bade with that forest green helmet. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Dylan Cheely with his first strikeout of the day, the Spikes' fifth. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is proud to support our community. From routine checkups to advanced care, we're here to keep you healthy and in the game. Nothing across as Cheely sets him down in order in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. 3-1 Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Into the eighth inning, and Frederick goes back to the bullpen. The third pitcher of the day is Anderson Cuello Batista out of Manchester, New Hampshire, American International University. Cuello Batista, 23 years of age, has already appeared against the Spikes a couple of times. Five outings in total. He has a 2-0 record, a 2.7 ERA. In 13 and a third innings, he has allowed six runs, four earned on 12 hits. 12 strikeouts to four walks, a .235 opponent's batting average. And he'll start off with Shinar Brown here in the eighth. Brown, 1-for-3 in the game. Singled in the sixth inning, but was caught stealing. Spikes were trying to extend a 1-0 lead at that point. It's now a 3-1 lead for State College as the pitch outside for a ball. And the final line for Harold Baez, two innings, four hits, two runs charged to him, both earned, as that was a single that dropped in, a walk, a strikeout in two innings of work. He threw a total of 49 pitches, 30 for strikes, and right now he's on the hook. 2-0 the count to Shinar Brown. Cuello Batista kicks and delivers. Down and in for a ball, 3-0 the count. Brown to be followed by Adonis Forte and Cole Caruso. On the top of the eighth inning, Spikes leading 3-1. And the pitch. Taken for a strike. Count matches the score. Zane Probst now warming up in the Spikes bullpen. Dylan Cheely. Two great innings of relief, and right now he is the pitcher of record. Grounder on to short, taken by Bauch. Shortstop throw to first in time, one gone. Michael Quevedo, five scoreless to start the game. One unearned run on Cheely. But Probst will get the eighth, and we'll see what the Spikes want to do in the ninth. Here's Adonis Forte, the center fielder, 1-for-3. Infield single in the first. Pair of flyouts since. He has also stolen a base. Three runs, seven hits, one error for the Spikes. One run on eight hits for the Keys. A check swing foul behind home plate on the first pitch. Breaking ball, 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch to Forte, lifted foul, left side. A little more gray is starting to appear in the clouds down the left field line and out beyond the walls to the hills. They were forecasting some thunderstorms to pass through here in the later afternoon once we're complete here. Pitch outside, a ball, 1-2. Velo Batista with a 1-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout for Quelo Batista, the ninth for Frederick pitching. And with two down, Cole Caruso, the batter. Caruso now playing third base. 0-3, but brought in the Spikes' first run, his 14th of the season. 14th RBI, that is, with a ground out in the first. Trying to get things going here with two outs, top of the eighth. Spikes looking for that insurance. And after last night, they were unable to grow that two-run lead. Keys came back in the bottom of the ninth and won it. So if the Spikes have runners on here, they will be aggressive. They'll try to make a two-run lead into three. And if they get it to three, they'll try to make it four as the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. And Bates goes down hard. But now Taj back up standing. One ball, one strike, and that I think was just a case of trying to fight off that pitch, or the pitch hit him in the noggin, which is covered by that hockey-style mask. Well, now with the way he's maneuvering, maybe that was more lower in the body that it struck him. But he's okay. He gets back in the crouch behind the plate. And here's the 1-1. Swung on, popped up sky high, third base side. That'll go out of play and bounce off the tables at the top of the seats right next to the concourse. And of course, the kid seized upon it right away. A lot of them brought their gloves today to try to grab a souvenir. The 1-2, grounder between first and second, a base hit. Cole Caruso has a hit in all three games of this series. And give him now a five-game hitting streak after his second half opening seven-game string was broken. He's now got a hit in 12 out of 13 games he's played. Here's Manny Jackson, the first baseman, 1-for-2 of the walk. He has scored a run. That hit was a double to left center. Swings of the first pitch here, grounds it on to Bade. Second baseman picks it up, sling to first in time. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left on base, 7.5 gone. It is State College 3, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Zane Probst now on the mound for the Spikes. Central Mountain's own, a Mill Hall native, making his fifth appearance. No record, a 5.4 ERA. Five innings of work. He's allowed three runs on five hits, three strikeouts to two walks, a 2.38 opponent's batting average, and he takes over for Dylan Cheeley. After Cheeley provided two innings, allowing three hits, one unearned run, no walks, one strikeout, 30 pitches, 24 strikes for Cheeley, who right now is the pitcher of record in the game as the Spikes lead it 3-1. It's the 3-4-5 hitters in the Keys order up, starting with Jamal Ritter. A left-handed hitting left fielder is 2-for-3 with a double today. He swings at the low fastball and misses for strike one. Still Caruso at third, Boston at short, Oman at second, and Jackson at first. 0-1 fastball, actually off speed that time, missed outside, 1-1. Ritter to be followed by Ethan Ott and Isaiah Green. He chops the 1-1 high to the right side, but Oman able to handle it on the shallow outfield grass, throw to first in time, and there's one down. James Oman has been called upon. He's listed as an outfielder, but he's been called upon to play second base from time to time, and he has acquitted himself quite well here with the Spikes. He's become a dependable option here, of course, with the changes in the roster in the early going, players coming in, players unfortunately headed out. Tim Battle knowing he has options there as the first pitch swung on by Ethan Ott, popped up right side of the infield. Jackson underneath it. First baseman does put it away for the second out. And that'll bring up Isaiah Green. The Frederick center fielder produced a double in the sixth, although a runner thrown out at the plate on the play. He then scored the run on Bronson Rivera's RBI single following an error. And that is what made the run unearned. Kiddos starting to exit the ballpark as their rides are here. They had a great time this afternoon, even on in the morning time, just before noon they arrived and crowded lines, the concession stands, I'm sure a lot of Keys merch flew off the shelves. Successful splash day here. The 1-0 pitch now from Probst to Green. There's a breaking ball for a strike just above the knees, 1-1. 3-1 State College here in the bottom of the eighth. Hit count now even at 8 in the game. State College with a lone error, which led to the Frederick run. Breaking ball low, 2-1 the count. After this one, it's off to West Virginia. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three consecutive night games there. And then back home for a septet of 6:35 games. Two balls and two strikes. Two, two. In the air, right field, back on it, Brown. This one is off the wall. And Brown having to chase it down. Green settles into second with his second double of the afternoon. His sixth of the season. Shannar Brown, who right away, that was either going to be over his head and gone or off the wall, and he was going to play the carom, but the carom skipped past him. So no shot to try to get Green off the bounce. But now Isaiah Green in scoring position for Taj Bates. Bates is singled, been hit by a pitch, and reached on that consequential error. Probst delivers. Fastball just off the plate outside. 90 miles an hour to the righty Bates. Miles an hour off the bat for Brown as now Kalora and Probst will huddle quickly to change up the signs with a runner on second. The pitch communication system present in the majors isn't here. It's the old school system. You're flashing signals. Catchers flashing the signals out to the pitcher, so they'll change it up with a runner on second, made it harder to crack the code. But the 1-0 breaking ball skips past Calora to the backstop, and it's a wild pitch to move Isaiah Green to third. So 2-0 the count, second wild pitch of the afternoon for the Spikes. Bates was the one that advanced on the first one, but he was thrown out at third trying to take two bases. 2-0 pitch, called strike on the outer half. Fastball from Probst. 2-1. Started his collegiate career at Seton Hall. Finished it with two seasons at Alabama. But he is very excited to be back home in central Pennsylvania. 2-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Said really, I mean, he's obviously loves playing in front of family and friends at Medler Field at Lebrano Park on a consistent basis, but he is very much looking forward to being part of the crowd at Beaver Stadium, that 107, 108, 109,000 folks that will fill the place when football season commences August 30th. Pitch upstairs for a ball. A five-pitch walk to Bates, and now runners at the corners. Still two outs, but Bronson Rivera up. Rivera is 1-for-3. Struck out in the second, struck out in the fourth. RBI single through the right side in the sixth. Jackson will hold Bates on at first. The pitch homeward is low for ball one. It's Bates at first base, Isaiah Green at third. Two outs in the inning. They'll be going on contact, the 1-0. Swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield, Caruso, the third baseman, has it sized up. He'll make the catch and end the inning. So the Keys do threaten, but no runs on one hit. The Green double, two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. One more chance for the Spikes to tack on to a 3-1 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Into the ninth inning. The Spikes leading 3-1 here. One more at bat with Jaden Calora, Dan Tonkin, and James Ullman due up. 6-7-8 in the order. Anderson Coelho Batista stays on the mound for the Keys. Joe Putnam along with you from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick, Maryland. As the Spikes finish off this three-game series, head to West Virginia for three, and then come back home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A seven-game homestand next week at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And Jaden Calora will start things off here in the ninth, 1-for-3, singled in the seventh and scored one of the two runs that put the Spikes ahead. As Connor Higgs gets credit for the two-run single. Bases loaded, one out. Actually became bases loaded, two outs when Higgs Lofted the ball to left. An in-between ball fell in front of Ritter. After calling Bauk off, and the 1-0 pitch to Ritter sent sky high to right center. On the run is Lipsy. Won't get to it. This will be a gapper, and it'll be extra bases for Jaden Calora, who settles into second with a stand-up double, his second double of the season. And now that insurance run is in scoring position for the Spikes here in the ninth. Jumped on that pitch, 91 off the bat. And just sent it high into the air and too far for Lipsy to get to as it went to the warning track in the wall. A quick recovery from Lipsy of the Keys after retrieving it, but Calora already well on his way to second. And now Dan Talk in the batter, 1-for-3. Single last inning, or rather in the seventh inning. After a pair of strikeouts, he takes a breaking ball high for ball one. Same defensive alignment for the Keys as well as has been in place the whole game. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gloved by Bates. 2-0. Ninth hit of the day for State College. The second for Calora. Hit count now even in this one. Frederick actually out hit the Spikes for much of the game. 2-0, called strike. Change up high in the zone, but it hit 2-1. Quelo Batista sets. Calora digs for third. The pitch homewards, a called strike, but Calora will get third without a throw. A stolen base as he got a terrific jump. The defense wasn't even paying much attention to him. Two balls, two strikes. Pitches called a strike. 2-2 the count. But Calora now less than 90 feet away as he takes his lead. And the pitch to Tonkin lifted foul, third base side. Dan Tonkin puts this in the outfield. This will be a three-run lead. And there is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Skyler Riedinger. He is warming up to close it out for the Spikes. The 2-2 lifted in the air towards the left field corner and leaping to make the grab of the warning track is Ritter, but this will allow Calora to tag from third and score, and a sacrifice fly makes it 4-1. Tremendous catch by Ritter. He had to go back on the ball and leapt and reached backward. Able to make the play. Tonkin will get credit for his 17th RBI, his 14th of the second half, matching Caruso for the team lead. Bases empty, one down. James Ohm in the batter. He pinch hit for the Spikes in the seventh, struck out, took over at second base, and he takes strike one on the outer edge. A slider that time from Quelo Batista. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is low this time. 1-1 the count. Connor Higgs on deck for the Spikes, and then the top of the order. Quelo Batista kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curve, and it's 1-2. Well, Batista sets the 1-2 pitch. That is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Well, Batista goes exclusively from the stretch, but he's a big leg kick to start off going to the plate when the bases are empty, 2-2. That is low for a ball, 3-2. Went slider once again. Payoff pitch to Omen. Low for ball four, and James works the walk. Well, he extended Baez out in his at-bat in the seventh inning before succumbing to the strikeout, but now draws the second walk of the afternoon on Keys pitchers. And Connor Higgs, the batter. Runner on, one out. Omen is 3-for-3 this season in stolen bases, and that doesn't even count the steal he had in the extra inning tiebreaker that ended up giving the Spikes a win over Trenton last week. And the throw to first, diving back in is Omen. Coelho Bautista trying to keep him close with Rivera holding the runner on. 4-1 Spikes, top of the ninth. And the pitch, high and away for a ball, 1-0. Riedinger warming up. He was the just-in-case guy last night, did end up coming in, but only threw one pitch as Bade doubled. A little different situation today, though. And Riedinger's been a very good reliever as the throw to first. Tag applied by Rivera. He's wondering if he might have got Omen on the backside before James got back to the bag, but Michael Schmarr disagrees. I'd say that Michael Schmarr had a pretty good look at that. He had a good angle. The 1-0. Quick throw to first. This time Omen back very quickly. Jacoby Davis providing guidance from the first base box. And the pitch homeward. That's a strike. Change up over the outer edge of the plate, 1-1. Higgs, the left-handed batter. Coelho Bautista, the right-handed pitcher. And Coelho Bautista sets. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went high with the changeup that time. It's 1-2. And Skylar Riedinger just waiting for his turn in the bottom of the ninth. Quick throw to first again. Again, Omen dives back in. Again, no limit on mound disengagements on throws to the bag here in the MLB Draft League in either half. The set, and a quick throw to first. Omen had a lead of one step, and he just turned toward the bag as he saw the throw coming. One ball and two strikes. Short lead again for James. The 1-2, and that's fouled back into the suites above us. Temperatures have increased into the 90s now here in Frederick. The 1-2 pitch, outside, ball two. Again, the humidity is there as well, and it does look like there'll be a system approaching, but not near us just yet. But passing through Southern PA right now on the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. As the 2-2 lifted foul, third base side, drops into the groundskeeper's area. Still 2-2. South of Breezewood right now, the system that is headed this way, but probably won't hit us until we are headed to the west. 2-2. And this one sent deep to right field. Back goes Lipsy, but that one is over and out. Connor Higgs goes deep for his first home run as a Spike. A two-run shot here on the top of the ninth. And it's a 6-1 ball game. Left the yard at 107.5 miles an hour, a 436-foot homer. That was crushed by Connor Higgs. His fourth RBI of the game as well. He came in with one ribby as a spike. He has quintupled that today. Two-run single in the seventh to put him ahead. A two-run homer in the ninth that likely will seal the deal. There is one out in the inning. Trotter Boston takes a breaking ball low. Here's the 1-0 from Quayla Batista. Fastball high, swung on and missed, 1-1. A monstrous shot. It didn't quite go over the ad boards, but awfully close to doing so. 1-1, swung on, a foul tip, and Boston lost the bat. Now he's got the kiddos chanting at him. Boston now will put a little more of that sticky stuff, the concentrated pine tar, you might say, on the bat. And with the gloves on, we'll head back in the left-handed box. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Down and in for a ball, 2-2. .436, I think, might be the longest home run hit by a spike this year. Certainly close if it isn't. 2-2. Popped up foul behind home. Two balls, two strikes. Boston will take or adjust the batting gloves. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one bounces past Taj Bates, but simply ball three to fill the count. And the pitch, a bouncer at hits off Quayla Batista, ricochets to the shortstop back, throw to first is in time. And they'll check on Anderson Quayla Batista, who had the ball ricochet off, I think, his side. I don't know if it was off the ribs or off the hip. But it'll go as a 1-6-3 putout, I believe. Although it may just be 6-3, not a deflection with a mitt to a fielder, just happened to hit off of him. And they'll check on Quayla Batista here. Athletic trainer is out. Josie Harding. And now Quayla Batista doing some stretching. Quayla Batista had that hit off of him, but he then ran to the area near home plate to try to back up if there was a play. A 1-6-3, the putout. And there are two gone here on the top of the ninth, but everybody making sure Preston Wilson is out there, too. They're wanting to make sure Anderson Quayla Batista is good to finish this one out. Todd Bates and Preston Wilson having a quick word, a quick drink for Quayla Batista. Now Preston throws his arm around Bates as he as they both head near the first base line. Bates is going to catch a couple of warm-ups now for Quayla Batista, make sure he's okay. 6-1 spikes here in the top of the ninth inning. Nine hits in the game. The last one, the two-run homer, 436 feet for Connor Higgs. His first spikes homer, one to remember. And with two down, the base is empty. Shannar Brown, the batter. Brown is 1-for-4. Bela Batista back to the high leg kick. The pitch swung on and missed. It was slider to start things off at 76, 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 8-9-1 due up for Frederick. Skylar Riedinger will come in. It will not be a save situation for Riedinger with a 5-run lead. And he's just looking to finish the game, salvage the finale of this 3-game series for the Spikes, and get him on the bus to West Virginia. 0-2, swung on a miss, strike 3. Tank finishes the strikeout. It's the second for Quelo Batista. The inning is over. But 3 runs in the ninth. A double, a sac fly, and Connor Higgs' monstrous 2-run homer provide the runs to its total. Nobody left. End of 8.5. 6-1 State College and Skylar Riedinger to close it out. When we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
We don't just celebrate moments. We make them legendary. Introducing Whiteout Tequila, crafted to unleash the spirit of celebration. Born from the energy of the greatest moments, built for the bold, distilled with 100% blue Weber agave, Whiteout Tequila is smooth, premium, and unmistakably classic. No matter the occasion, make every moment a Whiteout moment.
New catcher in the game for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth, Adam Paniagua, now doing the catching here for the final inning as Skylar Riedinger enters the game. Riedinger, a 1-0 record, a 0 ERA, 3 appearances, 4 innings of work. He is not allowed to run, 3 hits, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk, a .200 opposing batting average, a product to North Dakota State. Not a save situation here. But he'll try to close it out once again as he delivers a strike on the outer edge to Parks Bauck. So Paniagua in the game to catch, taking over for Calora. And of course, doubled, stole a base, and scored a run in the top of the ninth inning. And the fastball called a strike. Might have got a little bit of a break there. Bauck is 0-for-3 today. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Finished him off now stepping up to the plate is number with the slider that time. And the first strikeout for Skylar Riedinger is brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountaineer Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Dylan Simmons, the DH, is 1-for-3. Zane Propes went one inning, one hit, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts, 16 pitches, 8 for strikes. And a first pitch strike for Riedinger, fastball outer half, 0-1 to Simmons. Propes will get credit for a hold. as Cheely stands poised to be the winning pitcher today. The 0-1, a breaking ball and a called strike on the outer half. 0-2. Harold Baez, as it stands, would be the losing pitcher. And again, this is not a save situation. The 0-2 from Riedinger. Fastball, did he go? He did not. Actually, at the breaking ball that time, nearly caught the outer edge. Appeal on the check swing. Michael Schmar says no go. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider as well. Back-to-back strikeouts for Riedinger. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With seven primary care locations, Mount Nittany Health is your partner in wellness. Whether it's an annual well visit or same-day sick visit, our team is here to keep you feeling your best. And the Spikes are on the doorstep, leading 6-1 in the bottom of the ninth. And here's Trey Lipsy, the last hope for the Keys, 1-for-4. And the pitch, well inside, gets past everybody to the backstop, but simply ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Down and away for ball two. Again, it's tomorrow at 7 p.m., the opener of the Spikes three-game series against the West Virginia Black Bears. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 6:45. 7 p.m. tomorrow, 7 p.m. Saturday, 6 p.m. on Sunday. And the pitch swung on and missed, 2-1. The set by Riedinger. And the 2-1. Fastball is low. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike. Two down, bottom of the ninth. Riedinger sets the pitch. Swung on, popped up, left side of the infield, now to shallow left. That's the left fielder, Connor Higgs, who drove in four runs in the late innings, who comes in to make the final catch of the afternoon, and the State College Spikes salvage the final game of this three-game set against the Frederick Keys, winning it by the score of 6-1. We'll wrap things up from Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Legendary reliability, excellent resale value. Now is the perfect time to stop by your Toyota dealer to check out the huge selection of exciting and versatile vehicles, including the sleek and efficient 25 Camry. Or check out the adventure-ready RAV4, built for every road or no road at all. Or go off-road in a rugged and reliable Tacoma or Tundra. Visit buyatoyota.com for great deals and more. Offers end August 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, host the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here in Frederick, the final today, the State College Spikes 6, the Frederick Keys 1. The Spikes salvaged the final game of this three-game set now, 7-7 in the second half. Frederick now 6-9 in the second half of this MLB Draft League season, still plenty to go for both teams. Dylan Cheely ends up the winning pitcher in this one. As we give you the final game totals, State College 6 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 5 runners left on base. For Frederick, one run on 9 hits, no errors, and 9 runners left on base. Cheely now 1-0 after earning the win. And Harold Baez takes the loss to drop to 0-2. Our home run today from Connor Higgs, a 2-run shot in the top of the ninth, traveling 436 feet at a speed of 107.5 miles an hour off the bat. Time of today's game, 2 hours and 54 minutes. In front of 4,027 here at Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium for their version of Super Splash Day. Well, the Spikes now went back to 500 in the second half, and the cry in the first half that really started propelling them on that run to the first half title was road to 500. They had struggled. They were below 500, actually in last place, on June the 27th, but then they rallied, and by July 12th, they were MLB Draft League first half champions. Maybe the road to 500 is here, and it will lead to the second half championship as well. And if you're asking, well, what if the Spikes win both halves of the MLB Draft League season? Will there still be a title game? Yes, it would be the runner-up in the second half that would oppose the Spikes in that MLB Draft League championship game Thursday, September 4th at 6:35 p.m. with Dollar Dog Night while supplies last. Thirsty Thursday, $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And, of course, $10 tickets throughout the Seating Bowl. Free student admission from the Spikes and Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. But until then, it'll be a weekend series at West Virginia. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. game at Kendrick Family Ballpark to open that series. And it is scheduled to be for the Spikes on the mound. Karsten Herrmann making his second start. West Virginia starter as yet undetermined. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live presented by Mountaineer Health at 6:45. And then the Spikes are back home for a 7-game homestand on Monday. It's a big one. 7 games against Frederick, Mahoning Valley, and Trenton. And it all includes Hospitality Appreciation Night Monday the 4th, Bark in the Park, and Yellowstone Night with a jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network, Friday the 8th. College Township Night, celebrating our home township's 150th anniversary with fireworks presented by College Township after the game Saturday the 9th. And again, fireworks from the field for the first 150 fans. That'll go for the 9th as well as the two other shows on August 23rd and 28th that are still left on the 2025 slate. And on Sunday the 10th, the Katie Schumacher Collie Bobblehead Giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Happy Valley Live with an appearance by Coach Katie herself. Tickets for all those games are available now at the Spikes Ticket Office, open until 5 p.m. today, 9 to 5 tomorrow. And you can also call 814-272-1711, or you can buy and download your tickets and get all the promotions at statecollegespikes.com. The final today from Frederick. The Spikes defeat the Keys 6-1. Talk to you again tomorrow at 6:45 p.m. from Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. I'm Joe Putnam. So long, everybody.